The Social Snippet Show.
Hi everyone, this is Julia from Green Umbrella Marketing.
And it's Christina here as well from Green Umbrella Marketing too.
Now you may have realised we wasn't actually there last week.
We were here in spirit.
Why wasn't we there last week?
Well, I went scuba diving. I abseiled down a mountain. I just went to loads of meetings. I'm not going to lie.
We were flying around the country, so you were in Farnham. What's Farnham like?
Farnham's lovely, actually. Yeah, I was in Farnham. I was in Southampton. I was up in the northwest. It was, I've just kind of did a lot of miles last week, which meant that we just didn't get chance to have our usual powwow and catch up, other than sort of when I was in the car driving on hands-free for listening, because I'm a good girl.
Cool. So that's the reasons why I wasn't there last week. But actually, there wasn't actually that much news, so we're going to do 2 weeks' worth in 1 week. So we are going to keep it short and sweet this week. And I've got some good news that there is no Facebook advertising.
Excuse me? That's the best news when there's Facebook advertising.
I don't believe you.
Wow.
Okay, right. So should we start off with number one?
Yeah, you can talk about this one.
Okay, so the first one is Facebook business folder update. So basically, they've changed the way that they're messaging your inbox now, which will have a big effect, I think, if you're actually using chatbots because of open rates, I think.
Yeah, so I think it's when you send a broadcast message, isn't it? Rather than, like, if I send Green Umbrella a message, it's not going to affect that. But if Green Umbrella was sending me a message out of the blue, I think that's when it's going to kick in.
Okay, so this is actually, looks like it's going into a different folder.
Yeah. So they keep messing around with the, I don't know if you've noticed, it's like every few weeks there's another update on Messenger and they just keep moving around. So that there was an update a couple of months ago where they essentially created a new tab for business messages to be listed, if you like. That's gone again, so now we've only got three options along the bottom instead of the four. So I think they just kind of keep playing with stuff, really.
There's big changes coming to Facebook pages as well. I've had some issues on my Facebook page the last month where none of the side tabs have been there at all when I'm looking at external clients. So if I'm an admin, I'll see all those tabs, but if I'm not an admin, it's just been an absolute nightmare. So, and then it came back today and it was like, yay! But also the pages feed vanished.
Yeah.
And we had to find it by just going /feed or page feed, and now it's back.
It's still missing for a lot of pages, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not back for everyone.
Okay. Well, the pages I've been looking at, they're back now on the right-hand side.
Might be user-centric, I'm not sure. But certainly, I know there's, well, Friday, I had someone ask me the question then, how to get to it, because it was missing for them. And I've seen one of my coaching clients, I've looked at their page today, they haven't got it.
They haven't got it either. Okay. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. That's pages feed is hopefully coming back. And changes. There's rumour as well that the pages page is gonna be going back to two columns rather than three.
Yeah, we'll page layout.
Right, okay, so that's the first one. Second one is LinkedIn.
Yeah, so this is more for people looking for work on LinkedIn, but basically the job seeker tool is it's being updated. So things like the salary calculator they've done some updates there. They're now sort of showing things like, you know, which jobs pay the most and that sort of stuff. And they've rolled it out in particular countries as well. So for me, this one is not particularly exciting because it is more for the end user rather than us as business owners. But it's worth knowing about because if you're trying to promote a job and, you know, it's perhaps not particularly competitive money-wise, you need to reconsider that.
Absolutely. So basically for those people who are paying for the Job Seeker platform, now if they've put their salary into the salary calculator, they're going to get some extra statistics. So I think that's quite interesting. And, you know, if you're not paying competitively, then That's going to make a difference, I think.
Absolutely.
So that's the second one, is LinkedIn introduced Job Seeker Insight. So we've got stats now for job seekers. The Next one is YouTube. So YouTube cracks down on giveaway rules. So, do you know, we've seen the decline of Google Plus. Since then, we've had all sorts of changes, which are very social networky, that have come into play for YouTube and for Google as well. So it's quite interesting to see this one. So this one is basically a copy of Facebook EdgeRank's algorithm. So basically what's happening is if what YouTubers do to get more likes and get their engagement rates up, they do giveaways. So now if you're saying on a giveaway on a YouTube video, you know, if you comment below or if you, you know, like this and that, yeah, then literally the algorithm is now in the crackdown on giveaways.
Yeah, so giveaways are okay, but it's the engagement baiting that they're cracking down on.
Engagement baiting, that's the words I should have used. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so engagement baiting is no longer a no-no on giveaways on YouTube or anything else. I think the algorithm will pick it up. So that's that one. YouTube cracks down on giveaway rules.
The next one's not very exciting, hence the pause. okay, so actually I'm going to talk about a couple of things now. So that the thing that's on our list next is that last week Facebook announced it was taking legal action against some companies that were selling fake followers, essentially. So you know, these companies were, I think it was like a company in China and someone in North America as well, so sort of nothing specifically UK based. But Facebook is just on this big thing at the minute where it is, you know, everything it can do to build trust with us as users, it's doing. Yeah. So, like I say, last week we've had this, you know, and they've removed all these sort of, you know, like when you go to Fiverr.com and, you know, it's $5 and you can add 20,000 likes to your Facebook page. It's all crap. You shouldn't be doing it anyway because it skews your stats.
Yeah.
But Facebook's just getting rid of these companies as it identifies them. But last week we had, I don't know if you've seen, but it's like every week Facebook are doing announcements that it's identified these many pages in this country that it's removed because they're, you know, spreading hate or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But last week when that sort of, you know, news bulletin came in, it was UK pages. And it was quite interesting to actually then look at the article. I think I tweeted it. But as you look through the article, it gave you examples of the posts that were being used to manipulate opinion and that sort of stuff. So, like I say, Facebook are doing a hell of a lot at the minute just to try and rebuild our trust. So it's, I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. It's one of those things where I think people's view on it is directly linked to how politically driven they are as well. So, yeah, it's interesting when you're out and about talking to people and their attitudes towards Facebook at the minute. You know, Facebook are seeing usage drop, but that's worldwide, not just UK-wise. So, that, you know, they are seeing the effects of it, but there's also kind of a trend. So, you know, if you look at the trend, you think if they hadn't had all this hassle over the last 12, 18 months, you know, would that usership still be dropping at the rate it is anyway?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting one.
Interesting one. So that's that one. Is Facebook launched legal action against companies selling fake followers?
Okay, so again, I'm going to double up. So LinkedIn and Twitter this week, they've both, or last week rather, they've both launched new podcasts. Both podcasts are aimed at marketers. The LinkedIn one especially, it's basically, it's like a, I think it's 12 or 13 week series. And it is for marketers, how best to use LinkedIn as a marketing tool.
How do you find it?
I have to admit, I haven't listened to either of them yet.
Okay.
So, but no one's really talking about them. I did think there'd be, you know, the key marketers out there, the people I follow to get my news from. I thought we'd see some, you know, oh, you know, watch this. It's, you know, it's fantastic.
It's for marketers, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what it's based on.
I'll be completely honest. When I saw the announcement, it was LinkedIn launching a podcast, Twitter's launching a podcast. I thought, fantastic, this is going to be great. And then on the LinkedIn one especially, when I saw what it was, it's that, you know, it's a short-term series. I just thought, basically, they're taking all their ebooks and resources and they're turning it into a podcast, and yeah, I'm not gonna, probably not going to learn anything much from it. Okay. So it's not being top of my
list.
They're
not that long. Well, I don't know what sort of length they are, but so, and they've got weird names. But this is, don't you think that's a bit strange? How both of them launched in the same week and they've both got weird names. So like LinkedIn's podcast is not called LinkedIn Podcast; it's called Hello Monday.
Yeah.
And Twitter's podcast is not called Twitter Podcast; it's called Character Count. So when you're searching in the podcast stores to listen to this and download them to your phones, that's what you need to chase or type in. So LinkedIn, you need to type in LinkedIn, Hello Monday. And then the Twitter one, you need to type in Twitter and Character Count.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is both of these podcasts, are that, you know, the Twitter one especially, it's driven at selling advertising.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, you know, if you've ever done, again, you know, the LinkedIn webinars, it's such a hard sell on the advertising side. It's just, I was really excited when I first saw the announcement for both of them. When I looked in them in more detail, I just thought, no, not for me.
Okay.
I will listen to them, they're just not a priority for me.
Okay, go down to the bottom of that big pile that you've got.
It's a big old pile.
It's a big old pile. Okie dokie, pile of. Okay, so the next one is a nice one. I quite like this one. So basically, Facebook have added what they call a secret dark mode. So if you like dark modes, I know my husband, when he does anything, his Twitter is on dark mode.
I hate to say it, but is dark mode a boy thing? Is it because it's black?
I don't know if you're allowed to say that, Christine.
No, I'm saying, is it like the boys are sort of drawn to the sort of darker colours? And,
maybe.
You know, it's...
it's a boy thing.
Yeah,
because when the reason Mark wouldn't go onto Hootsuite back in the days, I remember, is because he liked TweetDeck, and TweetDeck had a black background. Yeah. It was like in dark mode, and then when Hootsuite launched, he then swapped over to Hootsuite because you can have Hootsuite in dark mode. So perhaps it is a boy thing.
I don't know. I always think that, like, when it comes to apps and stuff like that, you know, websites, and if it's black, it's probably been designed by a boy.
Like Christina said that, not me. Okay, so that's Facebook Messenger. Now you can have it in dark mode if you really wanted to. Twitter, do you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, so I mean, this one's quite a simple one. Basically, you know, sometimes you need to report a tweet. Basically, Twitter's just made it a bit easier. It's added some more options. So yeah, if you have to report a tweet, it's just a simpler process now, and a bit more straightforward.
Just gives some more options back to Twitter as to why you're reporting it.
Yeah,
so it's just extra tick boxes.
Yeah, it's not as vague. Like previously, there were only like two or three options, and you're like, oh, well. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so the next one is a YouTube one, which is me. So YouTube now has AR masks, as in augmented reality masks, or if normal language, you would call it filters or stickers on stories.
Yeah.
So a bit like Snapchat, I don't know if you're aware, you can now do stories on YouTube. The naff thing is you do need 10,000 subscribers to activate the stories feature. So anyone that's doing stories at the top of your YouTube channel, it's because they've got a big following. But all those people that are now doing stories now have additional filters. They're limited on the filters. And whether they're going to reduce that 10,000 subscribers list or not, I don't know, but I can't see anyone using it on YouTube.
No,
it's just not the place for stickers. But saying that, I thought that about Instagram, and now look what's happening.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just still don't get stories on YouTube. I don't know. For me, YouTube feels like a really different platform to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know. And so it's, yeah.
I watch them because if you think about it, on YouTube, it's probably the platform where you have the biggest influencers. And if you're interested in their lives, which is what a lot of youngsters are watching YouTube to watch the influencers, it's just nice to see what they're doing throughout the day, as in a story, rather than it being a full-on video.
Right.
So, yeah, that will take off, but I can't see filters taking off, because YouTube creators are video...
Were you going to say vain then?
No, I'm just thinking. Their content is video content. That's what they do. They're good at creating it. They don't need filters to make it interesting.
I think that's the thing. It's like, I just don't get it.
Anyway, they've joined on the bandwagon, so that'll be interesting.
Okay, so I'll talk about this one. It's to do with Google Ads. If you are selling a product and you've been using the shop feature on Instagram, or you've used the sort of advertising options on Pinterest as well, basically Google Ads are now introducing this as a way of running adverts within Google Search. So what will happen is, let's say I've done a search and I'm in Google and I'm clicking on the images that have appeared in that search, there will be some towards the top of the feed, and you can basically click on the items within the image, and it works exactly like tagging products on Instagram, basically. Okay. So it just clicks through to those products where you can buy them.
So why wouldn't people click on the shopping tab? Why would people... Do you reckon people will click on images to see pictures of things? And then they'll be tempted by the adverts?
Yeah, for me, it's a bit more like the social advertising stuff in terms of user experience. So if you're advertising on Instagram or on Facebook, I always say it's really different to using Google Ads, because you're kind of putting the idea into someone's head that they need this thing. Mm. Whereas usually Google Ads, they've done a search for it already, they want it.
Yeah.
So I think it is, this may well be almost like, a halfway house between the two.
Okay. So, literally, it's Google stuff is spilling out everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's because they've got all these spare engineers that are not doing Google Plus anymore.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so that's it for the latest news. Tool of the week. Should I do the tool of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, kudos to Social Media Examiner. This one came up, I think I found it on Product Hunt. I can't remember. But anyway, it's called teleprompt.me. It's a free service. So if you're, perhaps we should use this, put a script in and then read it out rather than doing it ad hoc.
It's not as entertaining then.
Yeah, that's true. So teleprompt.me, basically you can put a whole script in there, you press a button and it comes up huge text on the screen, so you can literally just read it out, and it's automated as well. You can pay for it if you want, as in do a donation. It's like $19 a year, that's what they ask for, but you don't have to, and it is free of charge. So have a play with that if you're looking at doing videos and getting into videos, and you want the that safety blanket of knowing that you've got the screens that you're the text that you're reading out, or the script.
So it stops you waffling.
Stops me waffling. Am I talking too much about teleprompt? Okay, so that's teleprompt.me. End of.
Cool. That's it, I think.
Okay, that's enough rambling from today, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye bye.